Hello. July 2015, Multnomah County Health Department in Portland, Oregon, investigated an outbreak of Salmonella typhimurium, or S. typhimurium, among an estimated 492 conference attendees attending a four-day international technology conference. The outbreak was identified through a perfect marriage of passive surveillance and public complaint via social media. The health department received a call from the conference organizer, who reported several tweets on the conference Twitter page mentioning illness after the conference. This prompted our investigation. About the same time, we noticed an increase of Salmonella reports through our statewide disease surveillance system. After a quick list comparison between the reported cases in our surveillance system and the conference attendee list, we realized we had ourselves a Salmonella outbreak. We did not know how many people actually attended because there was no check-in process, but an estimated 492 people had registered. The tech conference took place at a large downtown Portland venue pictured here. Multnomah conducted a cohort study to assess the cause of illness. Questionnaires were developed in Google Forms and emailed to 492 people who registered for the conference. We also inspected the conference venue. The focus of this investigation was to determine if food was safely stored and transported during the conference and to observe the overall setup of the venue. The four-day conference was catered by four different local restaurants in addition to pre-packaged snacks. The catered lunches were served buffet style. Lunch served Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night arrived hot from the caterer, and food was served in warming trays for conference attendees. Lunch served on Thursday was reheated on site in a caterer's vehicle and served in warming trays. Dinner on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday consisted of food from leftover meals that were catered earlier in the conference. After looking at all the food served, Restaurant C, which was Thai food circled here, was epidemiologically implicated, which prompted an environmental health on-site investigation. Risk calculations demonstrated that conference attendees who consumed lunch on Thursday were 10 times more likely to become ill. This association helped us narrow down the environmental health investigation and focused our attention on Restaurant C. Restaurant C was reported to have catered the conference using a vehicle that was described by conference attendees as being a food cart. The Thai food served for lunch was prepared in the kitchen of Restaurant C. The food was then transported to the conference event in a vehicle. This vehicle was the employee's motorhome. This motorhome was used to mix and reheat the food that was cut and prepared and cooked at the restaurant. Shown here is the restaurant prep process and the coolers used to transport the food in the motorhome. The motorhome was unlicensed for food prep and storage, as you can imagine, and food and environmental samples were collected. We also issued a cease and desist order to no longer use the motorhome for catered events. Our cohort included 223 questionnaire respondents. Respondents came from five countries and within the United States, 16 states. A confirmed case was a person who ate conference food and had laboratory-confirmed Salmonella typhimurium with matching PFG pattern. Probable cases included cases without laboratory confirmation but experiencing vomiting and or three or more episodes of loose stool in a 24-hour period. The undetermined group shown here were folks that just reported some type of stomach cramping but were not considered a case. For the analysis, we had two comparison groups. Comparison 1 identified 53 cases and 170 non-cases. Comparison 2 identified the 12 confirmed and 150 well. Here are the results of the food exposures from Restaurant C. People who ate vegetable stir-fry or curry at any time were 12 to 20 times more likely to develop illness than conference attendees who did not eat these dishes. The EH investigation found that these dishes were mixed and improperly reheated inside of the motorhome. Here's the epi curve for this outbreak. One probable case, marked here by an asterisk, reported an onset of mild GI with a short illness duration. To address this outlier, we investigated the chance that this case could have contaminated food or utensils prior to lunch on June 25th. However, upon interview review, this case did not participate in any conference food setup or breakdown. Theoretically, this case could have handled and contaminated serving utensils while walking through the buffet. However, we found one confirmed case who became ill early Sunday morning after eating leftover Thai food that was brought home by a roommate who attended the conference. Shown here is the inside of the motorhome that was used to transport and mix the food that was served at the conference. To your left is a picture of the motorhome bathroom that was used to store the wok and the heating source that was used to reheat and mix the meal. To your right is the hand washing sink set up in the motorhome. In conclusion, two dishes from Restaurant C were strongly associated with illness. Although we were unable to culture the outbreak strain of S. typhimurium from the motorhome, the available evidence from the analysis and investigation make it the most likely explanation of this outbreak was contamination during reheating and mixing process in the motorhome. The findings from this outbreak indicate the importance of using established food handling practices and the risk of using unlicensed setting and commercial food prep. And there is the picture of the motorhome. And then some acknowledgments. And there it is one more time.